Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
That's our anthem, Small Business Owners, from the Atlanta Rhythm section. Do it or die. Stand your ground. When you think you've had enough, you still got to try. That's what we do, isn't it, small business owners? That's the reason why I'm so proud of you. Bill Diffenderfer is proud of you, too, and that's the reason why he created this new website he's got, GoCoalition.com, which is a way, which it's a site you can use. So Bill, you're recommending it to be used for any purpose, but the primary focus that you had when you founded it was to help political groups, political action groups, basically build their own communities, have a platform to build their own communities and to have a debate.
That's exactly right. It's to connect you with people you don't know. Facebook is great about connecting you with people you do know. This is sort of the opposite of that. In politics, you need to find people who may be in the same zip code you are, and who have the same interest you have politically, but you will never meet the daily course of things.
One of the things that always concerns me about the Wild Wild Web, WWW stands for Wild Wild Web, not World Wide Web,
and worldwide.
And so, on the Wild Wild Web, and now with social media being part of that, I've always been concerned, about the disinformation part, about the people who want to shout people down, I worry about that. What do you think? How do we deal with that?
Well, I think what you're talking about, among other things, there is that on the web, it's just so big and vast now, and you hear voices from everywhere. So one of the tools that we've developed is called the political DNA. Mm-hmm. So individuals can basically describe who they are politically. They may be very strong on right to life. And on gun control, but they may be relatively, liberal on gay marriage. They've got their own set of interests, and they can be very unique.
Mm-hmm.
So our engine, our data management engine, allows you to be whoever you are without putting a label called Democrat or Republican or conservative, and then it's like a dating service. Then we match you up with people who have the similar interests. If you're gun control or whatever it might be, we will find those issues to connect you two together and say, you two need to talk. This is an organization you'd be interested in because they share your interest in those particular issues.
One of the things that I would like to think that what your website would do would be to give independents a home. See, right now, independents don't really have, it's my understanding, as I understand it, independent, the Republicans, they're going to find a place to hang out. Democrats are going to find a place to hang out. But independents, they go to one side or the other. They go get both places. Maybe they visit both places, so to speak, and get both views. But this seems to me like maybe above all could be a great service to independents. Your website.
It's funny that you say that because I'm an independent and I was annoyed that I was voiceless. People assumed that because I was an independent, that I was moderate in belief, and I'm not. I just happen to be, from a cultural standpoint, I'm pretty libertarian. I let people do what they want to do. On a financial standpoint, I'm a gung-ho capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or other in politics, that makes me a moderate because I average out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't average out in positions. You simply have a variety of positions.
Right. Well, and so if somebody wanted to just go hang out on your new website, what does it look like when they show up?
When they show up, it's just going to be, a sign-in screen, and then they sign in, and hopefully they take their political DNA test, and they create their homepage, and then they go and start looking for coalitions that they're interested in, or start blogging right away. You can go into town halls. You can put your answer all out there. Whatever you can do on Facebook with friends, you can do in GoCoalition.com to find new people that are interested in the things you're interested in, or people you just want to give a shout out to or express your opinion.
Right.
And it's an open the open field right now.
Right, right. Well, I think it's I you know, the more I think about this, I think this is going to serve independence a lot. And of course, it's like anything else in today's world on the Wild Wild Web. We have to be discerning consumers of information, don't we, Bill?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, thanks
you have to connect.
Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you. I appreciate it as always.
And good luck with the new websites. GoCoalition.com, folks. Check it out and see what you think. I'd like to know what you think about that. We'll get Bill back on later on in the cycle and see how things are going. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.